I thought we've got a few minutes, and I haven't mentioned anything about COVID-19. There's a whole series of talks I had about COVID-19. And I think people simply have become bored of it, like they became bored of the war on terror. And most people in the West as well, I think, see through the smokescreen. But I thought it may be nice just to quickly revisit it, given that we're shifting from 2020 into 2021, which I assure you is probably going to be far more alarming than what's happened over the last year. Everything and my talk is online. Three series of three talks about COVID-19 from March and April, February, March, and April. You can still find it. SubhanAllah, everything that was said there has come to pass. It's not that we predict the future. These are just easy calculations to make based on what we know of an agenda and especially of our eschatology. What does Islam teach us about these turbulent times? But what we do know is that the agents of Dajjal are working insidiously and are planning new lockdowns. And the lockdown actually has a very clever trick to it. It's what they call the World Debt Reset Program. And this includes things like universal basic income, which many may think that's a great idea. Everyone gets a fixed stipend in their account every month. But that is contingent on a whole slew of vaccination protocols. Now, these, I can just call them conspirators, co-conspirators of the devil, of shaitan, certainly preparing for the second and third wave of COVID-19 cases. And what has happened over the last year allows for them to fine-tune their so-called, I don't call it lockdown, lock-up strategies. It's a better word, lock-up. Prison strategies, global prison, which will be implemented starting from December this year. And then, obviously, moving up into the third quarter of 2021, you'll see the full array of those protocols being rolled out. And it involves the development of another world economy. So we've had Bretton Woods, and we've had the petrodollar, and now we're moving into a different game. One that introduces medical fascism as a permanent way of life, but also a more secure form of slavery. Now, these are historical lockdowns. Remember, it's never happened in the history of humanity. And the fact that the mass media has hypnotized us into accepting it as normal actually emphasizes how powerful media has become. Like the magicians of the time of Fir'aun that weaved their illusions, making people see serpents when there were none. But what this historic lockdown is guaranteeing and has engineered is mass poverty. And across the world, it's being seen. And it'll continue to weaken people's financial and food security. And it makes people therefore more dependent, therefore more vulnerable. And eventually, it makes them more desperate. And in this desperation, we find a new world order, and its bureaucracy will be ushered in. And this is very much how the Prophet ﷺ described the age of the Dajjal. Humanity embraces him as God incarnate because of desperation. And this new world economy includes the introduction of digital currencies, so all your paper currencies and other currencies will be abrogated. There will be this universal basic income, but it's actually a tool of control. There obviously are the vaccination requirements, which will lead to genetic modification of the human being at a genomic, a molecular level. And the technology is there. Transhumanism is being ushered in. This is probably the last generation or two of human beings as we know human beings. It's what Habermas calls the end of history. What we will have in three generations' time, or even two, will actually be a different creature. Think of a cuttlefish, to give you an example of what the vaccination schedule is preparing us for. A modification of the human being at a genomic level. We see light within a spectrum of three primary colors and the multiple combinations that come from it. And that is red, blue, and green. If you use paints, it will be red, blue, and yellow. And every other color we see within the context of these three primary colors. And that's all we see. The retina is only designed to interpret that type of bandwidth of light. What do you think cuttlefish see? Cuttlefish is a type of squid. How many primary colors does a cuttlefish retina, or is a cuttlefish retina able to see? Nine. Nine primary colors. There are colors that the cuttlefish can see that the human being simply has never seen and cannot even comprehend. And we're not even talking about the combinations of those nine. Therefore, if you splice cuttlefish genes with human beings, the child that's produced sees things that you cannot possibly see and lives in a world that you cannot possibly understand. Neither can they understand yours. That's what we mean by the end of human history. The vaccination requirements are the beginning of that. And also travel, freedom of movement. And all this is called the World Debt Reset Program, a debt that was artificially created that simply was not there. It began with colonization, where the entire world was plunged into poverty over 300 years of theft. And now we've got theft on steroids, called the World Debt Reset Program. And there'll be a continuous cycle of lockdowns into 2021, which will eventually lead to, obviously, international economic collapse. It's already started. And what's going to happen? Governments worldwide will then offer their citizens an alluring way out of this debt, crushing debt, by promising to eliminate all personal debt. All mortgages, you're forgiven. All loans, all credit cards, you're scot-free. Who wouldn't take that offer? In fact, in the United States, this idea has already been implemented through the Paycheck Protection Program. It's a guaranteed loan program that forgives the debt if the borrower actually follows very specific health protocols. It's already started in the US. So, you're in debt, and under this impending economic collapse, all loans are forgiven if the citizen agrees to participate in the World Debt Reset Program. And this is all funded by that benign agency called the International Monetary Fund, and also by the Bank of International Settlements, which is actually the most powerful institution on earth. Most people don't even know that it exists. But in order for all debts to be forgiven, there's a few conditions. The first is that you'll have to forfeit ownership rights over any property you have. All private property is going to be abrogated. So welcome to the new Soviet, global Soviet. No private property. Obviously, Islam stands firmly against this. We talked about it in the context of COVID-19 deception some time ago, where the Sharia stands. So that's the first caveat. All your debts are annulled, but you have to forfeit ownership of any and all private property. The second thing, you'll have to accept a universal basic income. Well, there won't be any other option. And the third is you'll have to enroll first in a COVID-21 program, a vaccination schedule. It's already out there. The problem, as I mentioned, with the type of vaccinations is that it operates at a genomic level. It alters the human genome. But that's something we may talk about later. So as the rolling lockdowns and economic sanctions commence, citizens, you and me, good citizens, will be permitted all their previous freedoms. Now you can travel, guys, and you can gather in stadiums and public venues. You can remove all these silly 2 meter social distancing or anti-social distancing protocols, as long as you provide an ID showing that you've been inoculated. And that ID won't be a piece of paper. It'll be injected into you, a little chip that has all your data. And that you have the COVID-21 vaccination schedule, you're now mandated. You can go anywhere you choose. And there are detainment camps. Now, this was established first in the 90s. I remember when I was an imam in Melbourne. They had detention camps set up for Muslim Australians to be incarcerated within 24 hours. Those detainment camps are still there. It's just that, thank God, it's not just us that's going to be chucked into them. We can hold hands with our Aussie neighbors and be chucked into them. And these are being installed in all states, all territories, certainly in the Commonwealth. Canada has them. New Zealand, probably at the forefront. Australia has them. The United Kingdom. And this is intended to coerce people to comply with these plans. If not, well, welcome to 1984. And this vaccine ID will be referred to as a health pass. Like I mentioned, leaders in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the UK, are pushing for complete and total secondary lockdown, which will be much stricter than the first. There's a few other things I want to say, but I see we've run out of time. We certainly can't change what's going to happen, but we should at least be aware of what's happening. Hopefully, Allah will show a way out for us. ومكروا ومكر الله. They plan. Allah plans. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And we have trust that we will be saved, inshallah. Allah is the best of planners. But it's good to at least know what's happening, not to just be reactionaries, like puppets on a string, just reacting as our strings are being pulled. Let's actually anticipate what's going to happen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.